The 347-unit residential building taking shape on a hill overlooking downtown Sudbury from the east will now include a child care center with 80 spaces. The upcoming child care center was announced in a media release from Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian LaPointe's office this week, which provided an update on the project. Developer Jack Wolofsky said in the media release that they've adjusted their plans to address the urgent need for a central city daycare. "This development demonstrates our dedication to enhancing the quality of life for both seniors and families, offering them top-notch care and support in a modern, well-equipped environment," Wolofsky said of the building, which is geared toward seniors and includes 105 affordable units, defined as 80% of the median market rate. Sudbury.com reached out to the developer for insight regarding the childcare units, through whom we received the 80 space figure and clarity that they would be for children of varying ages. Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian LaPointe looks out over the Project Manitou construction site. Image: Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian LaPointe's office. LaPointe's media release noted that Project Manitou's construction is well underway, and its blasting, which has vibrated through downtown Sudbury in recent months, is nearly completed. Preliminary work on the housing development's roadway has also started, according to the release. "Approximately 60 constructors and subcontractors are currently working at the site," she reported. "Other than the two leads who work for the developer, all workers and companies are local." The project broke ground in December. "It's great to see the progress being made on the construction of Manitou," LaPointe said in her media release. "The scale of the project is incredible. It's one of the largest affordable housing projects under construction in Ontario. And it's happening right here in Sudbury. It's also great that the work is being done by local contractors and workers. We're creating good jobs for Sudbury, all while addressing the critical need for accessible housing in our community." A crane was installed for the project's construction earlier this year, which Mayor Paul Lefebvre made mention of during his State of the City address and received applause from the audience. In February, the federal government pledged $73 million toward the project, including $3 million in funding and $70 million as a repayable loan. The project's total estimated cost is $110 million. The 347-unit housing project at 302 Van Horn Street will include 105 affordable units in close proximity to the downtown GOVA transit terminal and the city core, and Lefebvre described it during a media conference in February as "all the things we need." "It's a huge project, and we desperately need it," he said. "Our vacancy rate is 1.7%. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.